to tear down or to build up. To tear down or to build up. That is really the choice that we get in today's first reading. Will we be like those, like Paul, who are out to destroy the church, to tear down? Or will we be like those who have encountered the risen Christ and have come to believe and build up? In so many ways, that choice in our lives is the choice we always face, to tear down or to build up. When you think of your time at Viz, and I suspect it varies for all of you, but for some of you, I suspect that this is the end of a pretty long road in your life. For others, maybe a little shorter, but for all of you, you have made decisions while you've been here at Viz to tear down and to build up. And my guess is that you've done a lot more building up in your time here at Viz than tearing down. But both are necessary in our life too. Not in the sense of destroying the church like Paul, not in the sense of destruction, but we need to tear down those barriers that keep us from becoming the persons that God has made us to be. And unfortunately, we have way too many of those barriers in our world today. We can look around and see that people are involved in violence. Tremendous difficulties. Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, other places. We can see that sometimes our country places barriers. We're divided. We're angry. We yell at each other. We tend to gravitate to extreme positions. We don't listen. We don't seek to dialogue or to hear what other people have to say and why they have to say it. We live in a world where racial tensions are still real. We live in a world where there is still too much poverty. We live in a world where people are isolated and alone. We need to tear down those things that keep us from living the life of the gospel. For what Jesus did when he was present in this world was to reach out in particular to those who were the most isolated and the most alone. And then we have all kinds of opportunities to build up. And I suspect your time here at Viz has been a time where you've learned skills that will help you to build the world, to make the world a better place, to use the God-given talents that you've had so that you might make a positive change in the world. And even more, I look at the qualities and characteristics on the back wall there, and they really intimidate me. I have to be honest. You know, I look at hospitality. Well, that's not all that hard for me, but humility is. Sincerity, I try. Thoughtful concern for others. Thoughtful concern for some others. Gentleness. I think I'm somewhat of a gentle person, or I can be. I was going to remember to look at that word there, but now I can't make it out. Kindness, I think it is. Simplicity, generosity, gratitude. Those are difficult things to live up to. The gospel gives us the key, however. How is it that we get it right when we should tear down and when we should build up? We are informed by relationship. Everything that Jesus came to do was about relationship. And in the gospel, he talks about one of his identities, the bread of life, the Eucharist. A few days ago, we had a reading where they discovered the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, which I've been kind of tossing out. I think we're a married couple, Clopas or Cleopas and his wife. We'll call her Mrs. Cleopas. But it's about relationship and about who we associate with and about how we reach out to those who are in need. And we celebrate relationship today too, don't we? Because we celebrate the relationship of mothers and daughters. And that's an amazing relationship. And it's a relationship that, regardless of where life takes you, your mother will always be your mother, and your daughter will always be your daughter. My mother is 87 years old. She's still my mother. And I'm still her son. Think of the ways in which the relationships that you have built here have shaped you into the person that you are. Think about how your family relationships, your friend relationships, your relationships with your classmates, the relationship with relatives, the relationship with people who play, let's say, on a sports team you belong to, or in a theater group, or in a music group, or in some other kind of activity where you join together with others. In the first reading, the relationships that the early believers had helped them to endure terrible and tremendous persecution. But they had each other. We don't know what awaits us in our life. We don't know what is in front of us. Hopefully lots of joy and celebration and wonder and magnificent things and happiness and fulfillment. But we do know that sometimes there will be difficulties in our life too. And it's at those moments we pray that God will help us to see those who believe in us, who love us and can support us, but most importantly at those moments to help us to realize that the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, will always be with us.